Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Back in black. Good morning. The Lions. John Black is back. Party last night. New uniforms are out. We're going to talk about it. Good morning. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov, and Greg behind the glass. Welcome in on a Friday, as Heather says.
I don't actually say it, but I do type it.
Okay. Yes, yes. Friday.
I don't think I've ever walked in and said, hey, Friday.
Froyo.
I'll take some Froyo on Friday.
I would, too. I would right now. It's a great way to start the day, too. Start Friday with a little back in black. Obviously, we're playing it because of the Lions uniforms, but I kind of like starting the day that way. Kind of gets me fired up a little bit.
They're calling them the Motor City Muscle jerseys. The black uniforms, black pants or blue pants, with a blue helmet and the black Lion logo.
Yeah.
That's the biggest change. The home jerseys got a makeover. Road jerseys maybe less so. But the new uniforms are out for the Detroit Lions. And we'll be taking people's reactions for a good chunk of the show today. 248-539-9797. You can tell by the joy, though. John, I love them.
I'm a big fan, too. And everything that Chris Villar had in his update about Detroit on the front, I love it that the city is out there. I'm not a big fan. I'll say this. The one thing I don't like is the black and the blue pants. I like black on black. And then after that, and then the helmet with the black Lion, I think looks badass. That, to me, come out with that and it's going to set the tone. Dan Gamble talks about an attitude and just, you know, setting the tone when you walk out of the locker room. That will certainly help do it.
The biggest compliment I can pay to the uniforms are they're cool not because the Lions are winning. They're cool because they're cool. The black Lion logo on a blue helmet makes it so they can go blue pants. I'm with you. I prefer the black pants with the black jersey. I think that's the better look. But they have options, and they can go with the blue pants because of the blue helmets and kind of pull it all together.
Yeah.
And the idea of bringing black back into the Lions organization, it was previously used during some dark days, the Millen days. They went 15-33 over three seasons where black jerseys were part of the repertoire. But I love that this organization goes, we aren't going to be defined by the past. They've shown time and time again, John, they've proved it does not matter what the Lions' past was, the losing, the connotation with black jerseys in the Lions. We don't care. Dan Campbell has had black hats with the word grit on it from nearly the jump.
Yeah.
He wears a lot of black. He wanted these black uniforms. So anybody who's like, well, I don't know how to feel about it. Campbell's been stumping for him for years. And the line from Rod Wood yesterday was,
win a division.
It's your reward for winning a division.
Yeah.
I love it. I love that they've brought those back. I like the home jerseys now with the white numbers. They pop. They cleaned up the busyness on the sleeves with all the stripes. They're still there, but it's not as busy. They look crisp. They look clean.
And that's probably what I like about it as well. You know, and the blue jersey, it you want to talk about clean. Like, the black one has the Lions on the front, and the white one has Detroit on the front. The blue one just looks classic to me with the white letters or white numbers. And from a broadcast standpoint, you could see the letter or the numbers a heck of a lot better. So that makes a difference, you know, for the guys in the booth. And I think it'll make a difference for the fans too, because you could just, we get to know our team so well that when you see a Lee McNeil run onto the field, you don't have to see the numbers because you understand, like, that's his body. That's the way he runs. That's the way he moves. And same with Aiden Hutchinson or Jared Goff. I mean, you're not going to mistake Jared Goff for anybody with speed. So, but if you're watching a game, when the numbers pop on the screen like that, I just think it makes it more a more pleasurable watch. And then the blue ones, like I said, they just to me seem very classic and clean, I think, is a perfect term that you talked about.
They took away those silver numbers on the home jersey.
Yeah.
Silver's still part of the uniform, but it's more of an accent color, as it should be. The all gray or the silver, I much prefer what they did last night. And the jerseys got leaked out during the day, but the full top to bottom was unveiled last night for fans at Ford Field, and then everybody sharing it on social media. So I would imagine you've seen it. I know this isn't a visual medium radio. I'd imagine most of you have seen it. And I saw a lot of people excited, and I saw some pushback. Like, some people just don't like black jerseys. They think it's played out. They don't think it's Detroit Lions colors. I've seen people say, yes, thank you, Stoney. Come on. I've heard people say they're not different enough. I've heard people saying just win.
Those jerseys, yes.
They're bringing back those. 248-539-9797. We would love to know what you think of the uniforms. Honolulu blue, white, and yes, the colored jerseys as well. What's up?
Heather, I would love to get your opinion.
I love them.
All three versions.
I like all three.
And the helmet with the black stripes, the black lion.
I love it. I mean, I really like everything. They're not that different.
No, they're not. They're subtle changes. Yeah, black's different, but all those changes are very subtle.
Very subtle. So there's nothing like, whoa, they've really ruined something or changed something.
Yeah.
Right. So, but I love that helmet. I love the blue helmet. I think they look great. I'm a fan.
Yeah, the blue helmet, black face mask.
Yeah.
And then obviously the blue face mask on their normal helmet. And then they compare that with the helmet that they wore last year, the elongated lion.
You realize too subtly the home and road jerseys, not the black jerseys with the black face mask. There's a blue face mask now.
Right.
And I like the blue face mask. It seemed like everybody was having a good time last night.
It really did. And there was a buildup. Some could say, well, the buildup to a uniform reveal is too much. Okay, then ignore it.
I don't care.
I thought it was fun. It gave us something. Okay, we had the wings. Wings are done. And now what do we have? We have the Tigers. Well, the Tigers, we're trying to figure out what the Tigers are. Mm-hmm. And we're all kind of somewhat captivated, but somewhat bored by pitching duels. But this was just something fun in the offseason.
The idea that you would be surprised or upset that the NFL chose to make a big deal out of something that is relatively small, uniforms. Are you new here? We do parties for the schedule release. There's going to be an event less than a week away in Detroit where all they're going to do is read names. Think about it. We're going to have nearly 500,000 people in the footprint. You know, drafts get at least 250,000 people in the footprint for effectively someone to read names at a podium.
Yeah.
The NFL is king. They get every single drop of excitement they can find. And the Lions are no different. Other teams have unveiled uniforms in this offseason, in this month. And I think the Lions stack up as well as anybody that's unveiled anything new right now.
Yeah. They spend a week promoting and airing a workout, the combine.
The combine is televised. This guy's running 40-yard dashes and cone drills. I mean, come on, guys. Why are we making a big deal of the uniforms? Are you new here?
Yeah, it's fun. It's more fun now because we have a chance to celebrate a good team. So every time we have a chance to do something a little bit different, tweak something going into next year, it's just, it's another moment where we get a chance to celebrate a good team and we don't have to sit there and go, oh, how are they going to disgrace this uniform? This is a moment where we can look back, and hopefully we'll look back and say, hey, do you remember in that Campbell and Holmes era, when they unveiled the blue face mask and the black jerseys and the black lion on the helmet?
You used the word era. I think that's part of this too. Those old uniforms that they wore were synonymous with Quinn and Patricia. They were unveiled, I believe, 2017.
Right.
The Quintricia era. So the all gray pajamas that they would wear and the jerseys that they wore were synonymous with a couple of bozos. Now, Campbell came in and Holmes came in and they cleaned it up and they made memories in those jerseys at the end. But now it's time, as you fully usher in the Dan Campbell, Brad Holmes, grit Detroit Lions back in black with the jerseys. They're ready to go. And I'm on board with it. I think everybody, for the most part, loves these. But I do want to hear from dissenters today. If you just can't get down with the black uniform, if you don't think the changes were enough, maybe you wanted more dramatic home and road jerseys and uniforms, let us know. And yeah, if you think they're the Carolina Panthers now, we've seen those as well. We'll address that. 248-539-9797. They're not the same jerseys. 635, Brad Holmes with some comments yesterday mentions the lone wolf approach with the draft. We will get into that. It's 97.1.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, so it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. All you got to do is place any $5 bet, and you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. And I'm going to say that one more time because this is a great deal. $5 bet, and in return, you're going to get $150 in bonus bets, whether you win or lose. And you can bet on anything from three-pointers made in the game by an individual or a team or overall, over-under point totals, first basket score, so much more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Jansen to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Jansen. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and 97.1 The Ticket. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think we all do, Heather. Good morning, 97.1.
Yeah. I think we do. I think we all do. It's a cool helmet.
I 100% agree. I think it's cool. There's a badass feel to it. And it just, with the black jerseys, black pants, and you know guys are going to go all in, right? It's going to be black socks, black shoes, black gloves. I mean, you're going to be dripped in black.
248-539-9797. People's reactions to the uniforms. And by the way, we'll get to Brad Holmes' lone wolf comment, 635. Who's your lone wolf? What's that mean? Philosophy leading into the draft less than a week away. But the look, black on the uniforms. Texter says the new helmet is the best in the league, in my opinion. And I assume we're talking about the blue helmet with the black lion.
Yeah.
The blue helmets are the best part of the uniform, and the 313 inside the collar on the white uniform is awesome as well.
Yeah, Motor City. That's stitched on the inside of one. I can't remember.
I think that's the black one. That's the Motor City Muscle is what they're calling those. The alternative helmet is fire, Nate, in Shelby. So people really do like the helmet.
Yeah.
To Heather's point.
Mm-hmm.
Texter says, as long as they aren't pink, I don't really care. As long as they win. Ben, Whitmore Lake.
Mm-hmm.
New numbers will make it easier for the refs to see who's reporting. That's from Owen.
I did think about that when, in all of the things I just mentioned, like from a broadcast standpoint, whether you're a fan, it's visually easier to see the numbers. For a broadcaster, it's visually easier to see the numbers. For referees and umpires, it's going to be easier to visually see the numbers.
Guys, one thing that was missing when I was looking at the uniforms, where's the priority patch?
So, okay, let's go there for a second. And this has nothing to do with the priority patch. Because people could say, oh, well, you know, it's really going to come down to whether you win or lose. If they go out and lay an egg this year, everybody's going to go, oh, it's the black jerseys, or it's the black lion on the helmet. Like, there's going to be pushback. It's all about the winning and the losing. But we talk about the era of Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell. Now, they're the guys that are front and center. They're the ones that we see all the time. But who's the one pulling the strings? Who's the one that walked out there last night to great cheers when we just go back, what, 5 years? And she's presenting Calvin Johnson. She gets booed. We use the Lions fan drop all the time. This is also the era of ownership that is doing things right. And yesterday was just another example of doing things right. They didn't go wild and crazy. And you could say, well, the black and the black lion, the blue helmet, it's a little bit more wild and crazy. But they're doing things right. What is the one thing since Sheila Ford Hamp has been the one in charge that you can look at and go, boy, that could have gone better? Or that was the old Lions just doing something that they can't get out of their own way. I mean, is there something you could point to? The only thing I could think about, and I thought about it all night long, was the release of season ticket prices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
that one didn't go over well.
That didn't go over. But then they go out there and they win playoff games.
Right, because at the time we said they haven't even, played a playoff game. They haven't won a playoff game. Had they won the division yet? I don't even know that they had locked up the division
yet. I don't
remember
the exact time, but like that one, they even backed it up.
Right.
By going out there and putting a product on the field that you're like, okay, I'll pay for that.
Ticket text. For those complaining about the black jerseys, every coaching staff since Schwartz has worn some black shirts on the sideline. That's from Will. Love them. The blue face mask and those blue helmets are fire, says Nate. Heather, do you like the BBH, the big black helmet?
It's blue.
It is blue.
It is blue.
Yes.
It is blue.
Yes.
Chris in Detroit, your reaction on 97.1.
Man, I love them, man. I love them. It speaks Detroit. It speaks grit. It speaks, now we're going to look the part as we play the part. I love it, man. There's no complaining here.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I just don't like the whole Panthers comparison because, like, seriously, those are two different colors. Like, they don't even – their blue and our blue is completely different. Theirs is more, like, babyish or whatever. Like, we're Honolulu blue all in. Like,
yeah.
So.
Well, and there's
but I love
more.
It. The face mask, yeah. Oh, my God, those are fire. Like, I want to buy a helmet just to wear it.
Welcome to my world. Wake up in the morning, put your helmet on, just see what's going to happen today.
Right. You never know. But, yeah,
that's right.
Thanks for letting me join, guys. I listen to y'all every morning. But I woke up, and I was like, oh, these are fire. I had coffee. I'm like, yeah, this is lit. I like these.
Yep.
And I'm actually going to the draft, so. Hopefully I can get me some merchandise.
Yeah. I wonder how they're going to market this in terms of merchandise.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously
they're
going
to sell the jerseys.
Yeah. But is there going to be a t-shirt version of like of what's going on right now?
Right.
There was a season ticket holder that called in last night to Rieger and Ryan, mm-hmm. and they shared the black is flying off the shelves.
Oh, I'm sure
everything.
It is.
Like people that were there that could buy it. They had it available right away. People were wearing the jerseys out of Ford Field after the event.
I don't doubt that at all. He brought up the Carolina thing. We mentioned it. That's kind of a pushback. It looks too similar. Okay, I just think you're not looking if you think they're the same. Like, not all black jerseys are inherently the same. Carolina's blue, to his point, is more of a teal. Yep. And beyond that, they use the teal around the collar on the jersey. The Lions, it's just black around the collar.
Yeah.
The jersey numbers are white for Carolina. They're blue for Detroit. Carolina has sleeves with the teal. Detroit has no blue on the sleeves. They're not the same at all. They're both black jerseys. That's kind of where the similarities end.
Yeah, and that was Lisa's first reaction was like, oh, it looks like Carolina. I'm like, well, okay, insert any team that wears an all-black version of their uniform. And, I mean, Baltimore.
Yeah.
Okay, you could say, claim that it looks like Baltimore. But obviously the purple is different. But it when you put a team out there that's wearing all-black uniforms, yeah, there are going to be some similarities. Hello, black is black.
Kelsey said the same thing. She's like, it looks like Carolina. And John, these women, they just don't know fashion. 248-539-9797. Let's get to Heather with the news.
All right, let's talk more about the draft. Big Sean, Bozzy, and the Detroit Youth Choir will all take the stage in downtown Detroit for the NFL draft. Big Sean, which we know, of course, is from Detroit. He is expected to perform on April 25th, before the first day of draft selections begin. Then the Detroit Youth Choir will perform on day two. And Bozzy will wrap up the weekend on April 27th. All performances are free. They're going to take place on the draft theater stage. They are standing room only. Pretty exciting stuff.
Yep.
We're going to talk a lot about these new jerseys. And of course, thanks to Fanatics, the new jerseys were leaked early on social media, hours before the big reveal was planned. But thankfully, the Lions really embraced the leak, and they responded by posting this pre-recorded video featuring defensive tackle Ali McNeil joking about the leak. And then there was more. They did later tweet out a video of Jared Goff joking that he should take a picture to leak on Twitter.
They did a great job capitalizing on the leak. People were still looking forward to the evening presentation. You don't know about the helmets or the pants or the combinations. I kind of have a conspiracy theory that they might have wanted it to be leaked so they could continue the buildup on social media and keep people talking.
Well, there was lots of hype around it, and it leaked right after our show, right?
Of course it
did. I was like, is this real? Did it really just happen as soon as our show wrapped up? And it did. And I was talking to Colin about it too, like, oh my gosh, are all these people going to be disappointed later going to this big event? And he's like, not at all. They're so pumped. They're excited. And everyone really was. On a different topic, a Rochester Hills man, a super drunk Rochester Hills man, was arrested last weekend when somebody saw him crawling to his car. This is actually quite terrifying. So early Saturday morning, police received a call from a witness who reported seeing this guy at a gas station on Rochester Road. And the caller said that the man was lying in the parking lot and trying to crawl to his car. Well, he got to his car because police were able to pull that driver over. 49-year-old guy from Rochester Hills. They noticed right away that his eyes were red, bloodshot, glassy, right? And he smelled of alcohol. Yes. Well, got him out. Guess what his blood alcohol content was?
Oh boy.
0.261.
Oh, too much blood in his alcohol system.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez, OB.
So you know how they say
that takes work.
It takes a lot of work.
Yeah, that's not an easy thing to do.
So, there's the whole buzz driving is drunk driving. And if you're buzzed, if you're crawling to your car, we can identify you shouldn't be behind the wheel.
Not at all. So
however, your decision-making process at that time is probably not at its best.
The fact that you're alive to me is astonishing at that point. Thankfully, somebody decided to call the police. Thankfully, they were able to stop him and nobody was injured. Caitlin Clark, she has clearly had enough of Antonio Brown and his antics because she has blocked him on social media after he posted some inappropriate things about her on his Twitter page. So he posted numerous times on Wednesday about Clark, but it wasn't about her play or her as a player. It was about her appearance, basically, right? I didn't read all of them. I saw a couple a couple of them, but I...
He's such an a-hole.
Really? Seriously? And then, after she blocked him, he kind of posted about that, too. Then posted the fact that she blocked him.
Yeah.
It's just... Good for her. I'd block him, too.
Yeah.
Goodness.
I think everybody should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the news.
Heather with the news. We got people calling in, want to talk about the uniforms today. We're going to get to that. Plus, Lone Wolf. Who's your Lone Wolf candidate for the draft? Brad Holmes says it's a philosophy that he believes in. It's 97.1. Dan Dickerson's call. We'll talk Tigers in the 7 o'clock hour. Checking out our baseball team. Barnum and Bailey routine in the 8th. On a day where they actually hit, they don't win. But we're talking Lions uniforms this morning. Of course we are. Remember, going, well, you guys are making too big a deal. Well, then you weren't at Ford Field last night. Then you don't understand the NFL. We're less than a week away from names being read off a piece of paper being televised for millions in front of a huge crowd of over 100,000 every single day in downtown Detroit. The schedule release is going to be a big deal. Of course, uniforms are a big deal. And when the Lions unveil a black uniform, people have reactions to it. I love it. John loves it. Heather's on board. We all like the blue helmet with the black lion. Yep. We like the black top with the black pants, the black on black, black face mask. Well, but what about the millionaire? This regime doesn't give a you-know-what about the millionaire and the history of losing for the city of Detroit. They've proven they can overcome that. Black on black, great uniform. The home jerseys, blue face mask, white number so they pop. The William Clay Ford patch off the uniform, still on the back of the helmet, but less prominent. They look really sharp and really clean. You got a pushback, you want to call in and hype them up, we're here for it. 248-539-9797. We'll get some phone calls in the mix. We'll get to Brad Holmes' comments as well because he loves the lone wolf. He loves the dissension in the draft room. Someone who will go out on a limb and talk about a guy that nobody else is stumping for. John, as we get ready for the draft, who is a lone wolf that you would stump for? Earn some respect. Be motivated by Brad Holmes' comments. Who's a guy that you'll step out in the light and finally say, hey, I've been sitting on this. I know everybody doesn't agree with it. I would love the Lions to end the draft with this guy on the roster.
Well, I've mentioned this guy before, and I'm a little bit reserved in saying it just because, well, I mean, everybody's going to call me a homer.
Come on.
It's a guy that I think has not yet even reached his peak in what he can do and what he can be as a player. He's a guy that has shown great growth, great football IQ, and great character. And before I say his name, when we hear from Dan Campbell about the guys that are great players that they pass on, and we saw it with Jalen Carter last year, when I hear him talk about the personalities and with their evaluation process of going back a few years to be able to evaluate these players. This is what Dan Campbell said to Steve Wyche, and we aired it yesterday. I want to air it again. Talent, character, fit.
Who is it?
That's Mikey Samristil still. And I mentioned this even before the college football season started, that in talking to some NFL general managers and then throughout the course of the year, I have the opportunity to talk to a lot of NFL scouts. And they come in and they turn on the film and they ask questions. When they ask a lot of questions about a guy that they feel like they're discovering, Mikey Samristil has only been playing defense for 2 years. Came to Michigan as a wide receiver. He flipped over 2 years ago. High character, high talent, high upside. That to me sounds exactly like a Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell draft pick. And there are a number. And Jim Harbaugh shared this about his brother John Harbaugh. One of his favorite players on Michigan's roster throughout the course of the year was Mikey Samristil. And other GMs have said, I don't know that this guy can get out of the first round because he is so valuable in so many different aspects. What do we love? What do we like? I love it, but some people may just like it, about Aaron Glenn's defense. It's aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have safety blitzes, corner blitzes, when you compare him with Branch and all of the other guys in the secondary, he can put together a lot of very creative packages to, again, create pressure on quarterbacks, defend receivers, stop the run, and Mikey Samristil still fits every part of that game plan.
Everything you said is right, but the fact that he went to Michigan and the fact that you said it, you know, yeah, where Ticket Tech are going to go. But it's not a name that people have seriously considered at 29 publicly, yep, which is what makes it, by definition, a lone wolf. You'd stand on a table and say, you know what, guys? I know what the tape says. I know who the person is. I know he's instinctive. He's always around the football. That's Lions football. That's this Lions defense. John, I'm not going to stump for Mikey Sanders still, but this qualifies. I can't fight you on it other than making snide comments about, sure, well, of course, the Wolverine wants him to take the Wolverine. Well, but that's what we're looking for. Who's your lone wolf? The guy that, listen, we've all talked about Kool-Aid McKinstry. Don't call in and say Kool-Aid McKinstry. Call in and talk about the uniforms instead. If you're going to call in and say Kool-Aid McKinstry, that's not a lone wolf. You're not on an island. You're with everybody else. You're in a jam-packed city if you say Kool-Aid McKinstry or Jackson Powers Johnson or insert one of the other names. If you say Chop Robinson, I feel like we brought him up for a month, right, now. If you want to go against the grain, it could be a guy you trade up for, a guy you're moving back for, a guy you're taking second, third day. It could be a name at 29 that nobody has brought up. 248-539-9797. The lone wolf in this draft.
And I'm going to ask you this in a minute because I want to know what your lone wolf is. When you are willing to stand on the table, and this does happen, people will get up on the table and pound their fist and jump up and down, and you've got to have conviction. You've got to be able to voice why you believe this is the best one at that time, because it's talent. It's the ability to execute in big moments. I think we can all agree that he was able, yep, to do that.
Yep.
It's character and it's fit. And I think Mikey Samristil for Michigan's, or for I said Michigan there. I already sold my own homer, but for Detroit's defense, for Aaron Glenn, he has all of those traits. He fits everything that they're looking for.
There's a guy I've really liked in this draft process. And when the college football season ended, I thought he would go top 10. Nobody's mocking him in the top 10. He's a guy that a lot of people have falling into the late teens. And there's the possibility that Brad Holmes goes up and gets a guy. Burkett wrote about it. We talked about it yesterday. There's a player to me who's a high motor guy and a high production guy, NFL size, and he's quick twitch. You want the ultimate buddy for Aiden Hutchinson? I would love if the Lions ended up with Jared Verse. That's a guy that we haven't really considered. We talk about trading up for a corner or trading up for an offensive lineman. That was Burkett's, the premise of his article yesterday. If they moved up and got the most important defensive position, a guy who I thought at the end of the college football season, before we get into the silliness of the combine and, you know, what people are saying, they get a guy who I think can be maybe the best edge guy in this draft. Him and Dallas Turner's the debate. I'd love it. They move up to 18, 19, trade with the Rams at 19, end up with Jared Verse. That's a guy I don't think enough people are talking about from this draft. He was productive at Florida State back-to-back years. The motor runs. It's a perfect fit next to Aiden Hutchinson on the opposite side.
How high do you have to go?
Probably, again, he has to fall, and it's probably in the late teens. If that's where everybody suspects he's going to go, I think it's attainable for the Lions to go up and get him.
Okay, so let's just say they make this trade with the Rams. I'm going to let you know exactly how that is a possibility.
Before you tell me, I want to hear from Bart. Guy's been waiting. Let's get his thoughts on the uniforms. Bart, you're on 97.1.
How are you guys doing? I'm a season ticket holder. I don't know if you guys seen, they passed out a poster as we were leaving Ford Field last night. It was amazing. Like, Sheila got a cheer. She got a ovation. She gave praise to the city. She gave praise to the fans. She gave praise to everybody. She actually acknowledged stuff that we did, like the whole Jared Goff when we were chanting in the playoffs and stuff like that. And then Brad Holmes came out, or not Brad Holmes, but Dan Campbell came out, and it was just everybody got up on their feet and just stood for the man. But the poster, it has a whole different types. It has I think, 5 or 6 different versions of the jersey mock-ups. I don't know if you guys have seen them.
Yeah, all the combinations, because you can go, you could still do blue with blue. You could still go with blue and black. They've shown that combination. Yeah, Bart, I think they can still do a lot of what they did last year, only stepped up a notch.
Yes, I love the helmets. When I seen that, because I played semi-pro football, I wanted to go grab a helmet and just go find a team to go play for.
Run through a wall.
Just because I wore it. What's that?
I said run through a wall. I mean, it sounded like everybody who was there was all riled up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, nobody wanted to leave. Like, right before they unveiled the jerseys, everybody ran up to the stores. Everybody did go get merchandise because she was like, we want to flood the city of Detroit with our new merchandise for the draft and show the country what Detroit football actually is.
Well, that makes sense why they wanted to get it out. Week away from the draft, flood the city with all these new uniforms. 248-539-9797. It's going to be part of what we do today. You saw them. They're all over social media. You may have been at the event. You like them. You love them. Any detractors? And yes, the player that you would stump for, Brad Holmes, will play his quote about anti-groupthink, lone wolf conviction. It's 97.1.
Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years with a focus on using the highest quality ingredients. You can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. With that focus on quality, they set out to create a beer that lets you have it all. With All Day IPA, here is what you get. Refreshing and deliciously flavorful, easy drinking, and high quality. All Day IPA is an IPA that is naturally brewed with an array of malts, grains, and hops, creating a delicious, citrusy taste and a clean finish. It's the perfect beer for anyone looking to make the ordinary extraordinary and the good times great. Speaking of great times, All Day IPA is the perfect beer for anyone on game days. Visit foundersbrewing.com to find All Day IPA. All Day IPA, it's all in the taste. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan, for 21 years old or older. Please drink responsibly.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ticket texts are flooding in. John, you can already guess what they're saying.
They could say whatever they want.
You're a lone wolf.
Okay. And look,
that's not a bad thing. Like, in the eyes of Brad Holmes, that's what he respects. Guys in the draft room who don't get into the group think, have their own opinion, think for themselves, free thought. Hey, I know no one's mocking this guy at 29, or no one thinks we should move up to go get this guy, but I'll stand on the table for him. John, you said at 29, you'd be a lone wolf. You'd advocate for Mikey Sainristil.
Mm-hmm.
Ticket texter says, come on, John, narrow a blue view. Think broader. John is dead on. Unfortunately, I'm taking him at 5, signed Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, okay.
Morning, guys. Lions' first 5 picks if John was the GM. JJ, Roman Wilson, Sainristil, Zinter, Jenkins, signed Dave.
All be great additions. Except we're good at quarterback. I'm good with Jared Goff.
As a proud MSU alum, Jansen, you're not a homer. Great points. He's a good football player. I agree. Some other names. I'm a lone wolf for Texas wide receiver Xavier Worthy. I like speed, and more speed. Worthy and J-Mo and Gibbs. That's taking a page out of Miami's offense, signed Raymond.
Yeah, and here's what you get with Xavier Worthy. You get blazing speed. And there are teams where I don't want to see him go. Would love to see him in a Lions uniform, but I don't want to see him go to Buffalo. I don't want to see him go to Kansas City. I don't want to see him go to Cincinnati. Like, I don't want to see him go to teams that, well, Buffalo doesn't have anybody to pair with him right now. Mm-hmm. But at Cincinnati, can you imagine him in that wide receiver room with Joe Burrow, a healthy Joe Burrow? That would be lights out.
There's going to be questions because Buffalo probably targets a receiver at the end of the first. Kansas City, I could see them targeting a receiver at the end of the first.
I still got to get to my path to make your
Jared
Verse work out.
So some people might go, well, that's not real. Well, no, some of this is if they're going to trade up, you got to have a guy you fall in love with. And if there was a guy that I would fall in love with, it would be a defensive end because I don't know about corners day one. Trading up for a corner day one. Pass rush translates. Guys with high motor, high production. Jared Verse is a guy I really like. I think he's got the twitch and the bend. I don't know why he's not being talked about as a guy to go up and get. That'd be a guy I would love to put opposite Aiden Hutchinson. John, what would it take to do it?
So I think, let me ask you this. Is there going to be four quarterbacks taken in the top 15?
Yes.
All right. So you take up four spots there. Corners in the top 20. You figure there's what?
Two, maybe three.
I think there's probably going to be three. Wide receivers.
Three for sure, right?
I think there's going to be more than
four.
That. Four, possibly five.
Yeah.
And then we haven't even talked about Bowers. Mm-hmm. All right. And now we've got to talk about offensive linemen.
Yep.
It depends on when this run starts. You've got offensive line in there, and you've got tackles who are going to be taken. You've got Jackson Powers Johnson, who's a guy that I think people are going to be jumping after. And then it comes down to we didn't even talk about defensive tackles. Byron Murphy out of Texas is a guy that people are really excited about. Johnny Newton is a guy that out of Illinois that guys are really excited about. So you start putting all of those numbers together, and I don't think an edge guy, the first edge guy, is not off the board at 16. Somebody's going to go earlier than that.
Some people think Dallas Turner could go 8-2.
You got Dallas Turner. You've got Laiatu Latu out of UCLA that a lot of people have ranked above Jared Verse. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden, I've just named off 20 possibilities before Jared Verse might come off the board. So we said you might have to trade up to 19 to get him. It's a possibility that he is there. You might only have to go up and spend that, you know, that third round pick that we talked about to go up to 20 or 21.
Would absolutely love it. 248-539-9797, the guy that you'd stump for. By the way, we should play Brad Holmes talking about this phenomenon. He was at the podium yesterday, and he was, you know, as transparent as he can be leading up to the draft. This is some of the philosophy that he holds. He went on to say that last year there was an example in the draft of a player that he and Dan Campbell really liked. No one else in the draft room wanted that guy. They wanted someone else at the same position. And it forces you, if you're the guy on the island, if you're the lone wolf, you have to confront. You have to do the work. You have to figure out, am I right here? And in that case, he felt very good about his decision. He would not reveal who the player was. I think we can speculate.
Yeah.
I think it's one of two people. I think either he was talking about, we really liked Jahmyr Gibbs, everybody else liked Bijan, or we really liked Sam Laporta, everybody else liked Michael Mayer. Out of Notre Dame.
Yeah. And I mean, that's where you've got to have that conviction of being able to stand up and go against the grain and pound your fist on the table, jump up there and say, this, you guys need to take a look at this player. Everybody is missing something. And not only are we here in the room, and I want to make sure that we don't, but other GMs. And when I went through that list of possible why Jared Verse could fall far enough for you to be able to trade up and get him.
Striking range, yeah.
Do we not all agree that it's somebody in the top 10, 15, certainly in the top 20, is going to do something really dumb?
Every year.
There's going to be a GM that wants to be the lone wolf, thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and take some obscure name that nobody has mocked in the top 20, maybe not even in the first round. That pushes everybody back one more slot.
And if you're sitting there willing to move up, pounding the table for a guy, make it happen.
Yep.
We're talking Tiger baseball, and of course, Lions uniforms all morning long. I mean, we're not going to do 4 hours on the uniforms, but at any point, you're getting in the car, you're on your way to work, it is part of the conversation. It's part of the fabric of today in the city of Detroit. People were at the event. People have seen the photos on social media. If you love them, if you like them, if you're a detractor, your reactions to the new era, the new look for the Detroit Lions. We'll talk Tigers coming up next. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.